Hey, let's talk about changing your metabolism, your body, and your mind. Before we start training your body, we need to start by retraining the most important part of your body, your brain. This is where I need your help. And it's gonna take practice, I know, because you've been beating yourself up for years. You've been knocking yourself down. You've literally destroyed your own confidence. You know that little voice inside your head, the one that says, I'm fat? Or you try on an outfit and you think, this looks terrible on me. I'm ugly. I don't deserve this. No one likes me. I'm not good enough. I'll never be able to do this. I'll always be fat. That little voice that says, I hate my body. I hate myself. I'm mad at myself. I'm a loser. Stop. Knock it off. From this day forward, you are going to retrain your brain. That little voice will never speak to you in that tone again. You need to start thinking and speaking to yourself in a positive voice. That little voice that speaks to you in your head, you're gonna change the tone so that all you're hearing all day long is that positive motivation that you would give a child or someone else you cared for. From this day forward, care about yourself and change that little voice inside your head, that little voice. I want you to start hearing what I hear. I want you to know that you're beautiful, that you're doing this, that you're fit, that you deserve it, that you're capable of doing these things, that you're not going to fail. You will and are succeeding. Those are the messages I want you to hear when that little voice speaks to you and you're tired and you don't feel like exercising. I want that little voice to say to you, I deserve this. I want this. I am going to do this. I am fit. I'm getting stronger. I am worth the time I have set aside for myself. I love this. I love the way I feel when I'm done. I love that I'm making progress. You need to hear a positive voice. Speak to yourself with the care that you deserve. Encourage yourself. Motivate yourself. You are so worth this. This is how you change who you are, what you feel, how much enjoyment you get out of life. This is the most important thing you can take away from this program. It's the way you feel about yourself that changes everything. It changes everybody around you. It changes your possibilities. It changes your ability to be successful. Wow. I want you to start loving yourself, and I want your brain to love your body and to love the process, which is going to change the way you feel, the way you look, the way you respond to other people. By thinking better about yourself, you'll start treating other people better. You'll start treating yourself better. Just change the way you feel about yourself by changing that little voice inside your head. I know what you're going to tell me. Oh, Shalene, I don't want to lift heavy weights because I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. Listen, you have got to trust me. This is not my opinion. This is science. I used to teach classes where you used light weights and did a million repetitions. Why? Because that's what was popular. But I don't want you to follow what's popular. I want you to do what works. The only interest I have is your success. And by doing this program, I guarantee that you will create the body that you want by lifting, listen to me closely, heavy weights. And heavy is different for each individual, as heavy as you can go, but without doing a million repetitions. Remember the story of the 70 people I worked with, the clinical study using the Shalene Extreme method. And in this method, we use heavier weights and fewer reps. Every single woman in that group became smaller, leaner, and tighter. Every single man ended up with weight loss, a much smaller waistline, but bigger shoulders, biceps, and legs. Why? Why would men and women have a different result doing the same exercises? It's simple. Hormones. We're different. Ladies, you are not going to bulk up. Look at me. I have done this program as proof, as evidence to you. I can't afford to bulk up. It made me leaner and tighter and smaller, and it will do the same for you. But you've got to trust me. Now, here's the beautiful part about strength training. You're not gonna wake up tomorrow and go, dang it, How'd I get these giant muscles? It doesn't happen that way. People wish it would. It doesn't. Building muscle is a gradual process. When you look in the mirror and say, perfect, I love my shoulders. I don't want my shoulders to get any bigger. Well, then you maintain. You create your own natural plateau by continuing, but without trying to go heavier. Just stay right where you are. You stick with the weight that you've worked up to and you stay there. You can maintain it. And that's the beautiful part about strength training. Strength training with heavy weights makes you smaller. Why? Because muscle burns fat. And the more muscle you have, the more fat you burn. And fat is fluffy and dimply, and it takes up a lot of space. It's fat that makes you look bulky, not muscle. So the more muscle you have, the tighter you become. And the more muscle you have, the more fat you burn. So lifting heavy weights 3 times a week will make you smaller.